flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on 560. Let's get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com, or call 832-930-6181. As the Cats, they fall to the LA Kings last night, Leroy, 2-1 filthy. And they give up a couple goals there in the third period. Let us hear from the great Paul Maurice on this situation and where the Panthers have so far split their road trip at one game apiece.
Like we will always own our part. We came off our forecheck in the third and didn't sustain much, and it put more pressure on that back end, that front. And that would be the difference.
Is that the back-to-back catch-up for you as well?
No, I don't. We got halfway through that second period and put our foot on the gas, and I thought we were a pretty good team in that second period. And then we developed zone time and possession a certain way. Both teams check hard. They made it hard for us to get after their back end, and they got some time on our end.
Even the loss of their game, two or fewer goals, a good stretch of that whole league. How do you like the defense here?
There's been a couple of periods that I haven't liked since Christmas, and that's about it. We play hard, battle hard, but we're going to have a whole bunch of these for the rest of the year, so we got to get used to and just scratch and claw for points.
A low-scoring game, but a couple of real nice plays. I wanted to ask you about Lundell's pass on the Rodriguez goal, and then in the third, when there wasn't maybe optimal energy or a lot of space out there, Clark walking the line and going way down to make that diagonal.
Yeah, there's lots of skill, and both teams, I think, deserve some credit. They both defend first, I think. They don't cheat. There's no cheat in either team's game. They both play a good brand of playoff hockey in the regular season, so there's some skill there. There's some plays to be made, but not a lot, right? That wasn't a lack of effort by either team. Both teams defend hard, and they defend their goal. They got a couple breaks around, earned them, a couple of breaks around their net. We couldn't get a handle on a couple, and that's a good road game for us. So we're proud of the way we played tonight.
All right, there you go. Paul Maurice off the loss. He'll be back in action Saturday against the San Jose Sharks. So they'll look to bounce back there against, of course, Chris Greer's brothers, San Jose Sharks, last in the West. Bounce. That's a get-right game, Leroy. That's a get-right game for the Cats.
I mean, according to Paul Maurice, he likes the way they're playing. The result isn't there, right? But a get-right game.
A lot of guys right now slumping on the goals, though. A lot of their heavy hitters, especially Kachuk and Barkey, you know?
I'm not worried about that.
I mean, they should get going. They are good. Hey, they're good.
Yeah.
They're good. But last night,
2-1 filthy.
2-1 filthy. A couple goals there late. Rodriguez with the lone goal for the Cats in the second. So, yeah, they'll look to bounce back. Meanwhile, let's get to the rest of our headlines here, huh? Your Miami Heat are back on the hardwood tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. If you guys haven't heard, they suspended Jimmy Butler. You hear about that, Leroy? Yeah, J-Fig, they suspended him. Missed the team flight.
Suspended him.
2 games. No Jimmy Butler in Milwaukee.
What a shame. Who would have seen that
so
coming?
He's given up about, what, $3-4 million?
$700,000.
It is. This will get $700,000, which would put his suspension total to $3.1 million.
Yeah.
$3.1 million. Doc Rivers, you played at Marquette, as did Jimmy Butler. What do you make of the situation? You've been a longtime coach.
I'm going to tell you like this. At no point in my time did I think it was a win if I gave up $3.1 million.
That's a lot of money.
So I don't care how much money you're making. $3.1 million. For what?
9 games.
For what? No, no, no. For what? What do you benefit from?
Is this reasonable, Doc?
Because hell no, it ain't reasonable. Because think about this.
You're losing it.
What you showing right now, why would a team give you an extension?
Mm. Hey, are you guys interested in trading for Bradley Beal? 3-way deal?
I got to tell you, the one thing the Milwaukee Bucks need right now, active participation.
Oh. I thought this was going to be a Chris Middleton joke.
We not going to trade a saber-toothed tiger for a kitty cat.
Point for Leroy.
It's the only reason I'm ready for a Chris Middleton trade.
What? You know what would be the greatest trade in NBA history? Chris Middleton for Derek White.
Oh, my God.
Derek White got his teeth fixed.
Teeth for teeth.
No, Derek White got his teeth fixed. Yeah.
Oh, he did.
I can't
even
make fun of him no more.
Wait. Yeah,
all
did.
That money
that
making.
Head.
He got those two teeth.
He got them fixed. He got it fixed up. I mean, like, listen, all that money you making, your teeth should not be sideways. Right? Get them all in a row. Yep. Like.
Get your ducks in a row.
He had teeth in his mouth looking like dominoes. Like, if I push one, they fall around, just fall.
Leroy.
Like, come on.
That's crazy, man.
So anyway,
7:30 is your tip tonight from the FISA Forum.
But wait, here's the kicker. Why are we talking about Bradley Beal?
Money.
No. But what I'm saying is that all bets are off if Bradley Beal didn't waive his.
He doesn't, and this is the thing that's crazy about it. So, like,
I haven't heard from Bradley Beal. Till I hear from Bradley Beal, who cares about
his agent?
Stuff?
His agent came out yesterday and was like very much at, yeah, we're not just waiving it for anybody. All this stuff is made out of thin air. He said, this is Mark Bartlestein, his agent, speaking to the Arizona Republic at length. The reports out there are created out of thin air that Bradley Beal would lift his no-trade clause for Milwaukee, Denver, Miami, or Los Angeles. Brad's entire focus has been and is on getting healthy with his ankle and helping turn things around for the Suns. Elaborating on Beal's no-trade clause, Bartlestein said that something Beal has been working on very hard is to earn and is of tremendous value. Being a professional athlete brings all kinds of amazing blessings. However, part of the business is every player's dreads is having no control over their future when it comes to trades. So the fact that we have control of that aspect of Brad's career is something that is extremely precious and is an asset that we certainly would never relinquish. Having said that, I never operate in terms of absolutes, meaning that we would never say that we would never be a trade that you would not consider. You always keep an open mind, like everyone else does in all aspects of their life. And so if something was to come around that you're truly excited about, you always have to consider those things. Bartlestein added, at this point, there's been not one conversation about a trade because his focus has been on getting healthy and making it work in Phoenix.
His focus has been on getting healthy for the last 3 years.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Like, why?
He missed as many games as Jimmy did.
You making it sound like you have a valuable asset, right, that's going to hold on to his no-trade clause when in actuality you have a guy who hardly plays.
Sun CEO Josh Bartlestein is Mark Bartlestein's son, which seemed to be part of the reason that it all kind of worked out for them last year when they wanted Bradley Beal. Now he's like, Dad, make him waive it.
So the dad owns the Suns.
No, the son is the CEO. He runs the Suns. He doesn't own the Suns.
And the dad is the agent.
The dad is Bradley Beal's agent.
It's like it happens in New York. No, it's it's nepotism.
Some Tobin and Tommy crap.
No, it's nepotism that goes on. No. It's absolutely going on. The Knicks have the same situation where Leon Rose, the general manager, his son represents Jalen Brunson.
But it's the other way.
I know, but it's still
the dad. The dad would be more inclined to help out the son, right?
But the
other way around.
Let me ask you this: is Jalen Brunson worth $128 million?
Yeah,
he's turning down that extension. Because
he turned down that extension because his boy, his agent, is the son of the general manager.
But he would turn it down anyway.
No, he wouldn't.
Why not?
You're only doing that if you know the people. You're not turning down $113 million.
Wait. So
extra.
So tackle. So what the Jimmy wanted.
Yeah, on top of what he agreed to. Like, okay. I think he could have been in the 200s for what because he's been all NBA.
Right.
And he put a wink. Don't worry. Okay. Down the line.
I mean, but listen, it also has a lot to do with Brunson also. Because Brunson has come out and said.
Right, but what I'm saying is that when you know, like, there's a lot of this going on.
You know you're
going
to be taken care of.
You're going to be taken care of. You give the wink-wink, right, Thanksgiving.
In all those cases, though, like.
Hanukkah dinner.
In all those cases, like, hey, the client is going to get done right by, like, this is the one where it's like, hey, you have nepotism, but you need your client to say, hey, will he go anywhere? Will he go to Detroit? Will he go to Chicago? Will he go to Milwaukee? No.
Dad, please.
It's a weird situation. It's a weird situation. We got some weird situations going on here in
the
NBA.
Yes, we do.
I just want to watch Kalel wear ball. Which, by the way, can I tell you about you and me? We're line movers, baby. We are line movers.
By the way,
we are line movers.
Hold on. Let me take care of my part.
I thought you did this already.
How much is it?
You know what's going to happen, right?
You're in for 10.
Jimmy gets traded.
No, you're in for
10. And then Khalil, and the team go on a 9-game winning streak.
Don't worry about it.
Jesus.
No.
You're in.
Same time. Get that munion.
Oh. Woo! Come on, Khalil. 20 and 10.
This is the first time in our relationship. What was it, 8-plus years?
Yeah.
The first time
you agreed with her?
You spent
that
money?
I have jumped in on a Tobin shenanigans.
Without hesitation.
Hesitation. He talked me into it.
No, I don't even think he had hesitation.
No, there was hesitation because he was
Tobin
like.
Said it.
Right.
His eyes
because
went.
He told me all the other options, right?
And then you thought there wasn't enough games. No, you thought there weren't going to be enough games.
This is the other thing. I just learned this yesterday, Vlad, because somebody brought that up. That rule, 65 games, does not apply to Rookie of the Year.
Oh, only MVP.
Does not apply for Rookie of the Year. Doesn't apply. Doesn't apply for all rookie.
You don't know when they're going to start.
And it doesn't apply to, there was another one it doesn't apply to. That only applies for all NBA, MVP,
and All-Star.
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah, I think defensive player of the year. But Rookie of the Year is not on the table for the 65-game rule.
Ooh.
We don't got to worry about it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Warehouse. Warehouse. You want to trade with me?
Yeah. Huh? Hey, we need a shirt. What's going on here, man? What's going on?
I don't know.
Somebody slacking on their pimping.
We'll take a break here on the show. Those rest of the headlines were brought to us by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sports, the Sorrento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We haven't talked a lot about this man in a while. Tua Tagovailoa.
Is he in Hawaii?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Does but he want to be? Does he
probably
want
snowing over there? We have some interesting thoughts from, let's just say, the Tua camp on his future. That's next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, can we get a weather update, Leroy, from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. He's heading over to the Windowplex.
Rolling it up and looking out, it's overcast. I would say it's cloudy. But there's no clouds. It's just overcast. Gray. It looks like up north. There
it's
is
gotten
no
darker.
Wind. Not a damn leaf moving.
Ominous.
Ominous. There's no wind. I'm guessing it could probably rain, but this doesn't even look like rain clouds. It's just overcast. I would say it's about 65, 70 now, because it's been chilly. And I'm going to say the wind's out of the north, because that's the only way to make it this cold. Oh, there's a little breeze. I see a couple of little trees moving. All right. So I'd give you a 5 to 10 mile an hour wind out of the north. But other than that,
watch out.
Got to tell you, for this watch time out. Of year, for this time of year, it's quite miserable.
It is 65 degrees. The wind is coming 8 miles per hour from west to northwest.
Wow.
He's good.
You got to tell him, when it gets cold, listen, there is no, here. Folks, I'm going to tell you about weather. Common sense here. There is absolutely no way it can get colder with the winds coming out of the south. It can't.
Impossible?
Impossible.
Interesting.
It's not but warm air.
Well, Antarctica.
That's
Foxton.
That also would come out of the north.
No. That's so, the North Pole. North Pole, South Pole. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. So if the wind's coming out of the south, it's warmer.
No. Because see, you got.
No, I'm not doing this.
You got a slider.
You
got a screwball.
No.
He got you.
No, he didn't get me.
Would you let him get away with the South Pole? And he started doing the effects. He got you.
All right. So we haven't talked about the Dolphins in a while, especially the Dolphins quarterback.
Why? Because they're not playing football.
They're not playing football right now. But we have some thoughts here. This is from Galu Tungavailoa. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Who?
If I miss it. It's Tua's father.
What does it spell it?
G-A-L-U.
Galu. Yeah.
Galu. Galu Tungavailoa. He was on ESPN Honolulu. And
just sounds weird, right?
They got sports talk out there.
ESPN Honolulu.
They got sports talk out there, dude.
No, I'm not questioning the way they have sports talk, but to say ESPN Honolulu, that's how they get you. Let me tell you, that's how they get players, right? They get somebody to put that ESPN flag on
there. Oh, yeah.
And then they say, we're from ESPN.
I pulled that move a bunch.
But if you say you're just local, right? You get no love.
Yep.
If you say I'm ESPN, ooh, that means I'm going to be on SportsCenter.
Exactly.
You're really not, but yeah, that's how they get you.
I pulled that move. I can't say that I haven't.
Put the little ESPN flag on?
Oh, yeah. Or even just an email request, you know, like to be, oh, ESPN Miami. Oh, okay. That sounds cool. Anyway, Mr. Tungavailoa, he said that he was talking to Tua about his year. And, Vlad, give me the part where he says that Tua, he kind of doubled. Remember when Tua said, I'd die for this game? Yeah, he talked more about that, about how Tua said that, you know, I'll die on the field for this game.
I think it's tough for any parent to kind of, you know, go through something like this. You know, but at the same time, the NFL is different. The way they do things, how they run things, it's a whole different beast. It's a whole different animal. But at the same time, you know, this is something that Tua's now married. He has his own family. And these are some of the tough decisions that, you know, he's going to have to deal with in life, you know, to decide whether the game is, you know, he's going to continue or the game is something that he loves, you know. And one of the things that I talked to him when he was going through his concussion was, hey, well, what do you think? And it's like, Dad, I love this game. And I'll die on the field for this game. So that answers everything for me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, as a father, you're like, man, you got to take care of your health. That's the most important thing. You know, you have a family. I have two beautiful grandkids. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's something that, you know, I got to talk to him about. Something to think about.
All right. There's a little bit of Galu Tungavailoa on ESPN Honolulu there. That is one of the biting things that all this stuff, whenever he does play, though, is like, I know it's got to be frustrating for him to not be able to continue to play at certain points in the season, especially when there was that long break from the concussion, which really did look ugly against the Bills, but supposedly, I guess, wasn't as major as the other ones, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to be the face of concussions and the poster child for all the concussions and all this type of stuff. But man, it has got to be one of these things that has to be looming in the back of that father's and I'm sure parents' head every single time he steps out there now, because they've seen it happen to him multiple times.
Yes and no. I would say this. You understand the nature of the game, right? I would say it's one thing to say it. But the circumstances will now allow that to happen. So you're saying that, giving the appearance that you're committed to this, but the injury aspect of it, it probably won't allow it to happen. You understand what I'm saying? That's the reality of it. We're not talking about long term, but we're just talking about when you say, I would die for this, right? It's more of a figure of speech.
It's an emphatic saying that
right.
Probably won't happen.
Correct. So take it for what it is.
But it's looked as scary with him on the field that is
sure,
not death.
But that's here.
More so than a lot of other people.
Are we looking at that because of what everybody's telling us? are we looking at? Here's why I, here's how I've always felt the way I feel about it. When you have people outside of the medical profession or outside of football talking about injuries, you never get the reality of what's going on, okay? So you have doctors, you have these specialists or whatever that are determining what's going on and what's the damage and how, and they have tests in place. It didn't help that the Dolphins put him on IR without going through that process. You could have waited a week and saw, oh, it's going to be 4 weeks. We'll put him on IR. In fact, if I was the NFL, I would allow you to put somebody retroactive when it comes to concussions. So that because it's so uncertain,
yeah,
you give it a week before making that determination. So you could go retroactive
to the week before,
mm-hmm. right? Because it's an unknown.
Well, this is the thing, though. Like, it is, you know, like, odds are it's not going to be the last concussion of his career, probably.
Yeah,
well,
of course. Like, yeah, and that's what I tried to tell you then. It probably won't be his last, but let's...
Does it have to be a month shutdown every single time?
No, but here's this is the problem. When this happened, we got into it because you said they went with optics.
Mm-hmm.
I go with health. Okay? The injury is the injury. Stop letting what people outside the medical profession think determine how you treat an injury. Because this is the hot topic right now. But what is about the guys that go out and hurt their hip and take a shot in their hip, and then they can't walk when they're done with football?
He has that too, actually.
What about the guys who we see lumbering around or can barely move because they got a shot in their back?
Well, I think one of the things that's probably a benefit for Tua, but is not great, I think, for the typical grind of football of coaches not caring, is he does seem like he has a coach who genuinely cares about his health.
Yes.
And that is overly cautious with him.
Yes, but again, but being overly cautious doesn't do anything for an injury, right? If you have a medical professional, if you go through the process and you're healthy, you should play. Stop making it about anything other than the injury. And that's what we did with Tua.
Here's a little bit more of Galu Tungavailoa on ESPN Honolulu and saying that this is ultimately Tua's choice.
Has that been difficult for you? You know, you have been working with him and with both of your sons really in such close quarters and in such involved fashion. Is that difficult for you to separate that and allow him to make these kinds of life impactful decisions?
Oh yeah, it is difficult. It's hard because you don't really have him like how you had it before, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Married, you know, he has his wife and his family, and those decisions are based on both of them and, you know, things that they got to look at. And, you know, his wife is such a beautiful lady that, you know, she's all about his help. She's all about, like, you know, and she tells him, you know, I want to live long with you. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure we do the right thing. But, you know, Tua grew up in a way that everything is just so competitive. He just don't want to leave the game.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid loves it, and you know, but I believe that the Lord has a plan for him, and you know, wherever the Lord takes him, you know, it's a decision that he's going to have to make with his family.
Right, there you go. That is Tua's father on ESPN.
I just think,
I don't like when they use the Lord in this sector.
Very, very like, holy family.
I just think that you deal with injuries accordingly. Not how they look.
Do you think
not how the optics are? Because here,
but do you think
the NFL and football teams get themselves in more trouble trying to do things that look right instead of things that are right.
But is the genie out of the bottle with him already with that? Like, it's one thing to do it with any other player in the league, but as much as he doesn't want to be the face of concussions, he is. And they do look bad, and the Dolphins have already reacted the way that they have. So, like, if it does happen again, is there any going back? Like, to especially with the same people running the organization? So that's the thing that's kind of questionable.
They set the tone. I don't know, but that's why. Look, in all these different scenarios in sports, we have protocols of how we do things, right? Except this one, right?
Extra protocols.
There's a protocol that you set as far as health, as far as testing, as far as everything. And when we were going through this, I said, hey, the process is the process. They don't need to put him on IR. Like, let's let the process play itself out. But they jumped the gun because of how it looks. Well, that's not the process either.
Yeah, my thinking is, like, next year, like, Grant DuBose had a really, really bad concussion this year with the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Really, really bad. And he didn't finish the season. Mm-hmm. My guess, though, is if Grant DuBose, and I really hope this doesn't happen, but you just, you know, use the example for what it is. My guess is Grant DuBose gets another concussion. No one's really talking about his career or what the long-term ramifications are the next time that he's out there. Correct. Even if he were to go out there the next week.
Correct.
Whereas Tua, everything that happens, if he were to get another concussion, it's going to be, oh my God, is it time to retire? Like, the whole cycle is going to start again with the Miami Dolphins and with that.
I think it's their own doing. Because if they would have came out and said, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to handle it, we're going to do the medical professional thing. We want Tua to be safe. We're going to stay out of it, right? And let the medical professionals determine when is the best time to return.
I lost focus. D-Sizzle
says.
That
wasn't my fault. That was not my fault.
I was just at Pet Supermarket. I marked 3 birds as safe from JFIG.
Point for Twitcher.
So, you know, some jackass from this show is going to be walking through Pet Supermarket and they're going to be a whole bunch of X's on cages.
Seriously.
A whole bunch of X's on cages. And they're like, we got a problem at Pet Supermarket. All these people are putting these X's on these bird cages.
You guys are having a wonderful discussion. Yep. Wonderful conversation about Tua.
I did not put that on the screen.
Tua and his dad.
That's the problem.
And then out of nowhere, I look to the corner and I see D-Sizzle.
Nobody has respect in the chat. The chat is a bucking bronco.
D-Sizzle just puts it. I lost it.
The show is fluid. Right?
The show's fluid.
It's fluid. They'll let you know when they want to move on to the next topic.
You just look at the birds in the pet store. They're like, they look like they haven't been traumatized by her yet.
Dude, I remember I had a...
What store are you guys at?
Amazon parrot. Oh, I kind of like the little talking bird.
I don't.
But the problem is they're only receptive to one person.
There's no way those birds are going to deal with Dre and Zeus.
Sure they will.
No.
No.
Dude, I had two...
They're going to mess with them.
Yeah, the birds will mess with the dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're going to, like, start, like...
Barking?
You get, like, a gray parrot will start barking.
It's annoying.
And then it'll be, like, faking a doorbell. They'll be, woof, woof.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. When I was in Cleveland, I had a bird, and the bird liked cheeseburgers, right? So you used to get him just a little cheeseburger from McDonald's or whatever.
Excuse me?
And he would eat the cheeseburger and drop a little bit on the ground, and the two dogs would run over to eat it, and he'd slide down... bite him on the ass and go, ha! So I would just sit on the couch. I would sit on the couch for hours, give a cheeseburger, and watch the show.
Two things. One, what was the bird's name?
Pepper.
Named the bird Pepper?
Nice name.
No, but so here's the other thing. The bird couldn't fly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I had two Shar Peis who are fighting dogs, Japanese fighting dogs. They're mean as hell. The bird would jump off the cage and walk on the floor and go, here, Pepper. And laugh, and the dogs were terrified.
I'm just like, but wait a minute.
It's fun.
Don't birds just eat nuts? Like,
no.
Why are you feeding it Big Macs?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
And then he's biting more ass? Like, he's biting more meat.
Guess what? Bird, still alive.
The parrots are resilient. If
you buy a parrot and the parrot doesn't outlive you, you get bring it back, you get a new one. Hmm. They live 100 years.
Interesting.
Wait a minute. A bird lives 100. Now, you're talking about some big time snitches.
No, no, no. I'll be honest with you, dude.
If looking... anybody can snitch, it's a parrot.
Yeah.
I put, what do parrots eat?
Cheeseburgers are not one of them.
Meat, not in the top 20.
Yeah, I don't know why he's biting ass, too.
Top 20.
Hey.
Fruits, nuts, vegetables, broccoli, carrots, papaya.
Like cheeseburger. Sorry.
Well, what made you think? Oh, let me go ahead.
How did it's a bird. It's a parrot.
Because.
Doesn't even have teeth.
I think somebody was eating something one time and he went down and took a bite.
What you said? Polly wants a burger?
No.
Yourself a cholesterol parrot.
A1C parrot.
That parrot needs a Ozempic quick.
Take a break. Goosies, no goosies is next. All right. We're not feeding these geese any burgers. Schmeathan says, you fed your bird cheeseburgers just so you had an excuse to fat shame it.
Wow, Leroy.
Point.
You would go to that trouble.
Twitcher.
What do we got today, Jennifer, for goosies, no goosies?
Well, first, we have Tyler Hero, who says he's back tonight for the Miami Heat.
Are you doing country, J-Fake?
Well.
I did not notice I did that, but I'm sorry.
Well, Jennifer, if Tyler Hero's going to be out there balling, you know I love me some Boy Wonder and his all-star campaign, so I'm going to say goosies.
I definitely got the goosies, but I'm curious to see...
Goosies.
That with this team and with Tyler coming back, if they, like, being on the road and being together, if it doesn't galvanize them to be kind of together and play hard and not have what happened down here happen again.
It's only two games. They're gonna they're going to be on the road for, what, like 3 days, three, 4 days? They got to come back to this craziness on Monday.
All right.
I mean, we'll see. That's the thing.
By the way, no goosies for Tyler.
Why?
Wait a minute. Day after your birthday?
Birthday sex injury?
Yeah. You had the birthday sex injury, and all of a sudden, 2 days later, it's all recovery going to Milwaukee? If there was going to be a birthday sex injury, I'm definitely taking another game off because I don't want to go to Milwaukee. What's popping in Milwaukee? Nothing.
Jennifer, where are your goosies?
Unlike Vlad, I have goosies. I didn't want to think about that injury again. But
why is Shams dressed like the Fonz?
He is dressed like the Fonz.
Yeah. All he needs now is the
Now,
glasses.
Would I be wrong? Now, you know what I'm not going to say. But he does look like a Disney character. That's what I'm saying.
He kind of does.
Number two, Jennifer.
He looks like he has a hair hat on. Like when he leaves, he gonna put his hat on the side and he's bald.
Jennifer?
Bills Mafia raised over $60,000 for diabetes research for Mark Andrews after his critical drop.
Oh, they're trying to say maybe diabetes is the reason why he dropped the ball?
No. They felt bad for him, so they raised money for his charity.
Okay, we got to give Buffalo credit. They always do that for
everyone. They do that.
They're very good, but there's not much to do in that community, so giving money to others for them to live a good life is pretty good.
That's very nice, Chester.
No
nice
goosies. Okay. You don't really feel bad for him. You don't. No, I mean, it's a nice thing to do, but it doesn't give me the goosies. We know you were celebrating. Everybody's making fun of him for his old butterfingers.
Twice.
Maybe he was having a low sugar reaction. That happened to me.
Can I say that when this is all said and done, are we going to look back and say Lamar didn't get it done because we're going to forget about Mark Andrews?
No, he didn't get it done.
Right. All right. I was just curious.
Maybe that one time, but what about the previous four other times?
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We said the same thing about Peyton, so.
Do you get the goosies from Charitable Bills Mafia, Vlad?
I do.
All right.
Vlad.
I do. It's weird, but I do.
Goosies.
What about you? I also have the goosies because
somebody's benefiting from
despite
it.
Despite the reasoning. Yeah, exactly. Someone is benefiting from it, and we do need more research, so.
Vlad, finally, because,
Yeah.
Vlad had two changes just in the last 2 minutes. he went Cuban, and then he was a running back in the 80s, but, you know, that wore shoulder pads.
It was the 90s, dude. I played football in 2000.
You played in Michigan, didn't you? Right?
Well, I played high school, so technically you could go all the way.
Yeah, have the no goosies for that. Why am I? That's more of an insult.
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't that more of an insult? Is that adding more salt to the wound or more snow to the wound?
But somebody's benefiting from it, though they're doing that.
They're the ones who are benefiting.
Donate when he catches a game.
Yeah, don't donate to me after I dropped a pass that helped you win. That's like throwing salt to the wound. No goosies. Okay. Forget you, Buffalo.
Like, they do that when Tua gets hurt, too. They're like, oh, let's donate. Tua got hurt. Be like, how about you stop hurting him?
It is part of the game.
Jennifer, what's number three?
Number three, Mr. Hat Hair over here. Shams says the 76ers are frustrated by Joel Embiid's health.
You gave him a max, and now you're not satisfied?
And they plan to have a sit-down with him.
Well, make sure you rest up his leg when you have the sit-down.
Otherwise, he's going to tweak it and be out for another 2 weeks.
J-Fig gets a point for bringing you two together. Look how look how unison you guys were in the laughter. In the joy you took in hearing those comments.
Yeah, I got the goosies. Yeah, good. I'm glad that they finally have reached a level of frustration. It only took them a decade.
Yeah, how long? What year is this for him? 10, 11?
Who cares?
For the last 10 or 11 years, he's been doing the same thing. You keep paying him money. You think he's going to change?
Is there any sad organization in the NBA right now in Philadelphia?
Nope.
I was watching that game against Denver, Tuesday night. See BBL on the bench, just looking like a big BBL. Embiid's nowhere to be found.
Nope.
Paul George, Boy George.
I feel bad for Maxie. Maxie is like,
Maxie's the only one that's balling out, and unfortunately, his prime years are going to be wasted in Philadelphia. Whoa. He's going to be needed. He's going to need a trade. This is so bad right
Seven
now.
Seven straight losses. Jeez.
Woof.
That's funny.
That's tough.
Wait, you give a guy, you complain before you give him the max, 76ers.
You have the goosies?
No!
Oh, okay. Vlad?
Oh, I do have the goosies that they're messing up. Oh, this is great. All this Philadelphia fans, they were talking heavy-ish after they got Paul George. Oh, Embiid's going to come back. Please.
Paul George has stunk. He's been no better than Tobias Harris. Eddie already said at one point when he had to play small ball five, I'm bored. Jeez.
By the way, some of the excuses these players are using, I'm going to slap the crap out of them. I lost my joy. I'm bored. Get over yourself.
Tough life.
Play basketball.
Jennifer, you have the goosies?
Look, the second you guys started laughing together, that gave me the goosies.
Yeah.
And I can't look past that.
That was like when Hulk Hogan and Macho Man reunited. It was great. It was like you guys were like,
no.
Daryl Morey's like, hey, you think we should have a sit down with him? Oh, yeah, that'll fix it. You know, Joel, I think we really, you know, a little too much weight on the knee. You know, maybe, okay.
That's another person I'm sick of.
Morey. Daryl Morey. Oh, I hate him. I've never even heard him speak, but he's just highfalutin.
Wait, you've never heard him speak, but you say he's highfalutin.
Oh, I can just tell he's highfalutin, dude. You can just tell. Jennifer, give us one more.
Netflix has a documentary coming out on this year's Team USA Olympic gold medal win.
Oh, dude, I watched the trailer of this and Bam, by the way, gets the final word on it. It's goosies, dude. I'm telling you, take my word for it, because it's not only Team USA.
Goosies.
They fall Team USA. They're Serbia. They're in the locker room with France.
Oh, really?
It's good.
So it's about all the teams.
All the teams.
Okay, cool.
Oh, it's on all the teams.
I like it. I like it.
Tobin can't use words he can't spell. I would agree with that.
He knows how to spell fructose.
Is there an I in there?
No.
It's not like fruit?
No.
You got the Goosey's Vlad from Team USA.
Absolutely, Tobin. Because you had told me about it early, and I saw the preview, and I'm like, ooh.
Pretty good.
Got me interested now.
But it's like, about all the teams.
All the teams, yeah. Right. Yeah. If it was just about Team USA, you'd be all right. But the fact that you get to see other players, like how Greece, Serbia, Canada, France, how they get down, is pretty good. That was a great – and it's a –
Then you know what the most incredible thing is with me about the Olympics?
What's that?
Is when you see guys from the NBA playing with certain teams and you went, huh?
Oh, by the way.
I know who you did that.
The Frenchie?
Who? SGA.
Yeah!
Wait, what?
He didn't know SGA was Canadian.
So is
Dylan Brooks.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So is Wiggins.
Wiggins, I knew that.
Yeah, they're coming for us.
It's not just Kelly Olynyk.
And Jamal Murray.
Can I just tell you?
And Jamal Murray.
Listen, Canada, if you're coming for us, don't send Wiggins.
Jennifer, you got the Gooseys?
Wouldn't it be some if the Heat ended up with Wiggins?
They probably would have.
There was some talk.
Yeah.
Would he get 22?
Hey, how long? Let me,
that's
hey,
a good question.
Check this out. How long before Draymond and Jimmy getting a fight if they went to...
That's a good question.
The over-under games, that would have to be a bet, right?
I would think so. Yeah. Well, I mean, they said that the locker room didn't want them there. That was the only place I heard where they
only
said...
They got room for one.
Goosey, J-Fig? No Gooseys?
Haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
but
watch it during the break.
I can already tell it's Gooseys.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. If you want to talk about the Jimmy Butler situation, we'll take some calls. 305-567-0560. Heat fans want to voice their frustration or what they're feeling. 305-567-0560. We'll get to your headlines and more on the other side. Back after this.